In his writings, Bourdieu elaborated on the term social capital, which includes the economic resources that one gains from being part of a network of social relationships. Using the previous example of the student who grew up in a poor family and received a scholarship to attend an Ivy League school and has now graduated with an advanced degree in a prestigious field, that student may always maintain the relationships that she had with her family, her friends in the neighborhood where she grew up, etc. However, along the way, she has also developed a whole network of relationships that is much more centered around her life within the academy and beyond, such as in her elite professional field. It is understood by Bourdieu that in this particular case, this person could translate those relationships into some economic resources. That happens because she may be in contact with future employers who she may not have known or who may not have been interested in her without that network that she now has. This also has to do with the access to a different way of life that this network may provide to her. Her friends may live in vastly different circumstances than the ones she had growing up. Now she has access to different and more resources than she had growing up. This is an example of cultural capital and how it works. For Bourdieu, then, social power or hierarchies in the societies in which we live are shaped greatly by cultural and social capital. The relationships that individuals have, as well as their internalized social knowledge, has, in the broadest sense, helped to put into place a system of power whereby certain individuals are considered to be elite and have access to certain resources, whereas other groups and strata may not.